Directors of the Adwalla Water District, December 18th, 6 p.m., 6:02, right in there. Roll call.
Dr. Shelley?
Here.
Steve Kunkel?
Here.
Dave Hunt?
Here.
Peter Zabadi?
Here.
Les Jin?
Here.
All present and accounted for. Also present is the Acting General Manager, Mitch Freeman, and the CFO, Hosni Schumann. Are there any public comments before we begin? Or as we begin, are there any public comments? Yes.
I have a couple questions. I assume you want me back here?
Yep, anywhere you feel comfortable.
As far away as possible?
No.
Tom Fryer made some question about what's going on, and you lost your general manager, and there was a reprint of the general manager's letter that cited...
Could you identify? Oh, you don't have to. Never mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. David had a 532754 Slate Drive.
Okay.
Sorry.
You don't have to, actually.
No, you're right. He said there was a communication problem. That's what he cited. And that's what got my attention. And my first question is, do you agree? Is that the problem that drove him out?
We can answer individually. I can't answer for the board as a whole. I think there's differing opinions, but that's the reason he stated we have no reason to doubt what he said.
Okay. So my second question is, what can you outline the steps you're taking to correct that? Whatever kind of communication issue he was referring to.
We have ongoing programs within the district to try and improve ourselves. And so there's several certificates that you can see on the back wall there, and other things that we comply with to try and improve. And we're going to probably take steps within the next few months to try and do the best we can to improve that situation.
Okay, well, with all due respect, anything on the wall is history. So it seems as if something more than this would be required if you want to correct what, from the newspaper, looks like a systemic problem. Those are my comments.
Thank you.
I can respond a little bit. It's not a systemic problem. There is some problem of communication between certain members of our staff, and we address that issue, and we, in depth, and we're trying to improve that communication between certain members of the staff. I can't go beyond that. But we are very active trying to resolve that issue.
So he left based on communication issues with the staff?
Within the staff. That's it. That's all I can say.
Any other public comments? No? Okay. Consent calendar. First we'll go with item A, minutes. Minutes for November 20th. Any comments on those? No. Comments on November 27th? I have a comment on November 27th. On November 27th, it shows that we had public comments on, it shows we went in closed session. And it shows that there was a motion made to approve Mitch Freeman as acting general manager. It should show that we came to open session before that was done. And it's just a clerical thing, and that's something that I should have reported a little bit better, so it could have been addressed better. So if there's no objections to that, we'll just note that we came out of closed session into open session when Vice President Zabadi made the motion to approve Mitch Freeman as the general manager. Acting general manager, yes. And then on December 9, any comments on that? No? Okay. With that correction, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Accepted.
Second.
Accepted. Okay, so we have a first and a second?
Right.
Great. Any public comments? No? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, minutes passes as amended. Financial reports. Mr. Hunt, any comments on the financials?
No.
Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Mr. Ginn?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
I'm good too.
Okay. Any public comment? No. Motion to approve the financials?
Approve, motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes. So that would be the consent calendar, A and B. Now we'll go to operations report. Any comments on the operation report, Mr. Hunt?
No.
Kunkel?
No, I'm good with it.
Mr. Ginn?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Mr. Zabadi?
I had some questions. So we experienced a substantial decrease in income last month, right?
Yeah.
Seemed to have improved somewhat, am I correct?
No.
The same? Is it the same percentage there?
Yeah, because we didn't do a reading last month, so we did the same reading like previous month.
So these are just...
Yes.
Somewhat fictional?
Because unfortunately, it's...
Estimated?
Yes.
Okay. So if we wanted to look at if there has really been a substantial decrease, then we have to look at next month.
Yes.
Okay, I know that.
I hope next month, no snow.
No snow.
Okay. Any public comment on operations?
No.
Great. All right. We will consider all the consent calendar approved.
Okay. And motion to approve?
Sure, go ahead.
Motion to approve consent calendar.
Second. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes. General manager's work in progress report. In the future, we'll make that a separate item. It really should be on consent calendar because it's a report, not something that we consent to. Anything that you'd like to report that we're
Thank you, Mr.
working
President
on?
President and Board, I first would like to make a statement. I want to thank the Idaho Wild Water District Board of Directors for giving me the opportunity to serve as the acting general manager. I'm committed to working to provide service to the community to the best of my ability. I hope to earn the board's and the community's trust during my tenure. I encourage feedback from all, so if anybody has ideas to help me improve district operations, I would certainly welcome them. Thank you very much.
Great.
I hit the ground running. It started the day before I was actually named as GM, acting GM. With the discovery that the power pole was planted in the sewer main. That was a big one, but it is all taken care of now. The only final thing to do is clean the sewer mains and run a video camera through to just make sure that the alignment is correct and all that. That's scheduled for Friday. So there's several bullet items on my report here, probably too numerous to go through one by one. On December 10th, I was notified that IWD was awarded grant funding for, in my report it says WWTP or Wastewater Treatment Plant and Sewer Improvements. That's a bit of a typo. It's Domestic Treatment Plant and SCADA Improvements. And Hosni, feel free to chime in, sir, if
there's a... We applied for two grants, one for water, one for sewer. Actually, the one for sewer got declined, and the one for water got approved, and we got $150,000 for treatment water, water treatment, so you can use it for design or construction. So we got approved yesterday by the board for Idlewild as a disadvantaged community for technical support for Idlewild Water District. And we have 1 year to spend.
So we'll go right to work on looking for ways to exploit that grant funding. And
Not export.
yes, sir. That I met with several people, other agencies, contractors. I have worked with the field staff. Middle of the night, I can't say enough about the field staff and how willing they are to come out after hours in inclement weather, and I'm just super duper impressed. So kudos to them for sure. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Other than that, that concludes my report.
Any public comment? Yes, Steve?
On the sewer, why did you lose that?
The grant. Well, unfortunately, this 2.5 million, 27 water district applied for the grants and got approval only for 13 water district. We are one of them. So they approved one project for us and declined the sewer. Yeah, but he told me yesterday, he encouraged us to apply again because this sub for proposition one, California State applied last year. So he said you can apply again. I was looking for sewer and keep going. But this one, they got compensated actually because it got voted from UCR Irvine, UCR Riverside, UCI Irvine, Board of Directors for County of Riverside, and they approved it finally for us. And they declined the rest of the water district. They approved only 13 water districts for this grant.
So what is the procedure for that? Do you have to submit plans to them for their approval, or how does it work?
She said yesterday you can use it for construction or engineering design or whatever you guys agree about using the 150,000. So she said like it, because one of the supporting for us was a THM problem, because they know everything. I don't want very good over there. So they said, we're supporting you to fix your problem with the water if you still have the problem. And actually, we solved it with the carbon first, and I wish it came before the carbon first. But we can upgrade our water treatment.
This is a state grant, not a federal grant?
State. It's not federal. So it has no much restriction as federal grant. Federal grant has more restriction, more than state grant.
Do you know the deadline is that the project has to be approved, or the money actually spent?
I'm sure before they cut loose the money, it does have to.
But the 1 year, is it the project have to be approved within 1 year, or the spent?
The spent and finished.
So it's got to be completed and invoiced.
1 year.
Okay.
And probably we could use replacement carbon for that cost.
I told him whatever you need to use it for. But of course, you need to have documentation why you need to use it for.
That carbon doesn't need to be changed out from time to time. I'm not absolutely sure of the timeline.
Yeah.
But we'll look into that and have more information soon.
Right. Or maybe modifying or working on a SCADA system. I don't know if that's something that would be eligible for that.
Yes. SCADA system could use some improvements. We've identified some deficiencies. During the snowstorm Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay. There's no other comments. We'll go to item number 2, Ottawa Water District New Retirement Plan, Resolution 768. The board will discuss the new retirement plan and consider action. The background on this is a recommendation from Carlson Quinn for a new retirement plan. Distributed for review and possible action. The recommendations that the Board of Directors consider any action to accept the recommendation from Carlson Quinn to create a new retirement plan for the Water District. Is there any information that we should probably review for this?
Pardon me one moment.
Okay.
But on the general discussion, as I understand, there's no change in our retirement plan as such. We're not giving more or less, except in order to fund the way we already have it, we have to have a different plan.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, let me give you a background what is the idea about. What we have right now is this plan number 457B. which everything going very well with it, like 10% to the employer, which I don't want to contribute for the employer.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
And 5% from the employee, and we match it with them up to 5%. One of the problems we're running for it right now is IRS rules, which you cannot contribute more than $19,000 per annual year. So right now with the raise for salaries, and we have a couple of people already, their amount, they match 5% up, so the amount will go passing the 19,000, which I will going to decline, he going to contribute for his plan. So the plan accept the employee contribution 5%, but either way need to match 5% against. So this is one of the problems. So they recommended here to open a new plan for 401A as the old plan we had before, which remaining only two employees actually for the old plan we had. But one of the problems for the old plan, the employee cannot contribute. Like for me, I am one of the old engineer, but I cannot contribute for the plan. So they recommended her to create a new plan for 401A, which going around the rules for IRS, which can pass the 19,000 for 457. Because if he passed within like 1 year, like if within 8 months he passed the 19,000 contribution, I shouldn't accept employer contribution or employee contribution. So this will going to freeze him for pension plan, which recommended here to create a new plan for 401A starting July 1st, 2020.
And this plan still, we don't have any liability?
No.
Basic, except for to make the contributions we require.
Yeah, everything, whatever existing employee already in the old plan will keep going the same rules we have, which vested 6 years in the plan.
Same thing.
So
no unfunded liability?
No. This has nothing to do with CalPERS.
Just a compliance issue?
Compliance issue, which you cannot pass $19,000 for contribution.
Right. Do you have anything else to add to that, Mitch?
I believe that this is for new future employees only. It doesn't affect any of the current or past?
No, it's affecting the current. Like
it will keep going.
If I am employee right now and I have been 4 years with the district, you will not contribute for 457. You contribute in your own.
Okay.
It will be as an advantage to you to contribute for it. But for 401A, the new plan will go to accept a contribution for employer and employee and passing the 19,000. But when you suppose like somebody after 6 years, he decide I'm going to calculate the 4 years for 457 plus the 401A, 2 years, which he can take from both plans. But consider 1st of July 2020 will be frozen, 457 will be an extra breaks for the employee. Like one like me, I contribute $50 for 457 every pay period. So it will be open only for employee. Employer cannot contribute anymore for 457.
Mr. Hunt, any comments?
So well then, the employees have their keep their 457, but then start the new one. It doesn't roll over into the new one.
No.
Okay.
When he leaves, like after 6 years, which is our rules vested 6 years, he will have 4 years in the 457. Last 2 years and 401A is a new plan.
Yeah.
That's all.
Thank you.
Mr. Kunkel?
Yeah, so the 457 will still, it'll be closed in, I mean, meaning that you can't contribute employees.
Employer cannot contribute.
Yeah.
Anyone work for either Wild Water District, welcome to contribute, which would be an advantage.
Yeah,
but employer cannot contribute start to July 1st, 2020.
So the 401A, that will be the employer contributing.
And employee contribute too.
To that one too, so the employee can contribute both of them.
Because most of my worker here contributes a maximum 5% and I match them 5%, which total accumulated like 20%.
But the competition contributions from the employees, if there's a limit, it can't be over that. $457
on, for 1A's, they say it is allowed, because it will be taxable when you take your money out.
So if someone wanted to put all their salary in there, they could?
Yes.
So along the same line, this is not going to affect any former employees' rights?
No, it will be completely the same direction.
Mr. Jen, any comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Public
comment? Any public comments? Yes, Steve?
The money is kept in apparently a different account, right? The money that's for the employee and the...
It's 457B. It is the same company, Voya Company, which ING formerly, before their name is ING. It will be created for 1A. The new plan is the same company.
It's a manager that keeps the money. It's not us. It's a company.
It's away from the district.
And that amount of money, are they keeping it? Are they trying to reinvest it? Or are they just handling the money?
No, actually, it's a good thing for 457, which I had right now. Everyone handle his own money. They send for him a statement every 3 months, tell them how his pension doing, doing good, doing bad, so he can change his invest.
Okay, so it is invested?
Yes,
invested directly.
Yes.
And can they leave it in after they've left for a while?
Yeah, I have somebody actually left already, but the fund still exists.
And it's up to them when they take it out?
Yeah, it's back to them, their choice.
And does it start from day one?
No, six months. You need to have 6 months under probation after fact.
So our past general manager...
Any other public comments? No? Mr. Sabani, you want to make a comment or a motion?
The motion to approve the plan just described in the... to approve the plan.
So you want to approve resolution 768?
Yes, sounds like it.
Okay, great. Is there a second?
I second.
Any other discussion from the board members? All those in favor, aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Item number 3, collection policy for delinquent accounts. Resolution number 769, the board will discuss the revised collection policy per Senate Bill number 998 and possibly take action. The background, SB 998, the new legislation requires the Water District to have a written policy on discontinuation of residential services for non-payment. It also may not discontinue services for non-payment unless the account is late for over 60 days and outlines several circumstances in which water services cannot be shut off for non-payment. IWD created a cancellation policy which will be apart from water regulation. It's recommended that the board consider action to accept a collection policy to comply with SB 998. There's a memo that was handed out. I believe the public has a copy of it. What do we need to know on this?
SB 998 has the guidelines for turning water off. Some people may fall into categories of low income, considers that. The district also has a forgiveness policy and payment plans that we have utilized. And this might be a good time to consider updating those as well. Janine and Amy are the front lines with the customers. They know all too well how difficult it is for some of our customers to pay their bill. Some customers have experienced unexplainable water losses, and so their bills are extraordinarily high. The district works with them the best that we can under the circumstances, under the policies that we have. However, the policies, they don't allow for a lot of forgiveness. And Amy was good enough to write up this memo here that has some background, current explanation of the forgiveness plan, Chronicles six individuals who are currently having difficulties paying the bill with the amortization policy. It just kind of seems like sometimes they get in deeper and deeper. On a case by case, the district was able to forgive some of the bills that can't explain why they're so high. I believe it would help them out immensely. We also have, I think it's 15 people currently on a payment plan, and if you'd like to see that report, I make copies for everybody. This shows the payments that they're making, the amount the bill was.
The names listed on here, are these the individuals?
Yes.
Yes.
On the payment plan.
Yeah, shouldn't be distributed to the public.
I apologize. Okay. Yeah. The other sheet. Amy was good enough to keep that anonymous.
Thank you.
SB 998 wants to go for the February of 2020.
It affected April, right? Just April 1st.
So
it's
new effect, it has to become effective February 1st.
February 2020.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Mr. Hunt, any comments, questions?
Well, it was my understanding at first that the state required a written policy, but this was basically our existing policy put into writing. But are there changes that we're talking about now?
Actually, both subjects different totally about each other. 998 related for medical condition and low income. Forgiveness policy, totally different story. Is this for high usage or any damages for the house? But 998 is require only medical condition or low income, which specified actually the policy here. But forgiveness policy, if the board needs to take a look at it to adjust it, according to the memo from Amy, you can guys put it for like reading again one more time. But SB 998, different condition is required by state of California and need to be starting by February 1st, 2020. Yeah.
So tonight we could approve the recommendation of the collection policy for delinquent accounts in compliance with SB 998 and attach to it some other policies that we're also concerned about. Or we could approve this and bring these other policies back at a later date. I don't see anything wrong with approving them tonight, and if we need to make any other adjustments, then we could further adjust them at another meeting. This is just a way to update SB 998 and some other policies that we're concerned about, and if we needed to further update, then we could at a future time also.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay, Mr. Kunkel.
Yeah, I was just a little confused a bit ago because it sounds like there's two different things. There's with this memo that we got. One is for the resolution 769 for the collection policy to be in compliance, and that's what we would be discussing and voting on tonight.
Correct.
This other memo is for your saying to that we can add it to it or discuss it at another time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To me, they seem to go kind of hand in hand, and I thought
it'd be. Seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not my turn.
That's right. But we'll get to you. Anything else, Mr. Kunkel?
No.
Okay. Mr. Jin?
No, I'm okay.
Mr. Zabadi?
So I had a number of problems with, it's no criticism of Christina, but she prepared reflecting the provision of Senate Bill 998.
some of these relates to a very cumbersome appeal situation where it's not, the disputed bills are not only resolved by the general manager on appeal, but would have to come to the board. I think that's too cumbersome. There are also some other issues. I think what I would like is to table this and to include Amy's, at least responding to Amy's suggestion, since it's generally the same policy, and table it for the next meeting, have a chance to make the appropriate corrections, or I'll send my memo to Christina for her consideration, and then we'll be able to vote within time, next meeting, January 18th. So I would like to make a motion to table.
Well, not yet. I'm not making that motion yet. Any other public comments?
No.
Because I would counter Peter's point by saying we could approve it tonight and make any corrections that we wanted to make next month. That way we would be in compliance already with SB 998. And anything else that we need to clear up, we still could clear up next month and we would be ahead of the game. But I see Peter's point, but I would just counter that we could approve tonight, because approving it tonight doesn't put us anywhere farther behind or cause any problems with making any changes next month. So I would counter on that. Now I'll take public comment, Steve.
On forgiveness or whatever, does the Help Center ever get involved in paying water bills like they do with other things?
Yes.
To these people, yeah. And that's, is that ever recommended by the office? You know, you might want to talk to the Help Center before you go. Okay. Thank you.
Any other public comments? Amy?
Just a couple of things. I think the reason why these policies overlap is because Bill 998 and specifically the new chapter, they really address customers who are having a difficult time paying their bill, or customers who find themselves in a situation where they have an unexpected high usage. So our current policies are leaving it to where we have several customers that are outlined there, and some of which are here tonight, who have bills that are thousands of dollars, that we don't have any policies that support helping them through that, or like the modern technology that would give us in the office the tools to be able to catch those leaks in real time and be able to help these customers avoid these $1,000 leaks or $2,500 leaks. So I do think it's important that if you are delaying that you at least give Mitch the authority to address those on a case-by-case basis, the ones that we have on the table, because these people are all kind of freaking out about their bills during the holidays, which is unfortunate for anybody. So that's one thing. And then my other concern is with Christine's outline here, number 16, the disputed bills. I am concerned that the first contact is with the district CFO as opposed to the administrative assistant. If you look at their job descriptions, there's only one that actually mentions billing or customer service in any way, shape, or form, and it is not the CFO. So it seems to me the appropriate outlet would be the administrative assistant, who knows the ins and outs of the customer scenarios.
Thank you. Peter?
So my problem is that if we put this in effect, we have these rules operating for the next month or so. So I'm concerned with a number of these things. First of all, it limits our ability to give a plan which is greater than 12 months, which may be appropriate. It provides a very cumbersome mechanism for appeal, etc. I think Amy's point is well taken, not the CFO stuff, but the other stuff, that we should provide some greater discretion on the part of management, who is going to forgive some things or not. Because most of the situation is that poor people have a high bill of 2,000, was it 2,000 feet? I forgot exactly, which may not be substantial for some of us, but certainly very substantial for them. And there's problems with people getting their Social Security checks at a certain date by them. They're always late on paying their bills. So we need to address this fully, and I think I would like to table it. That's my position.
Okay. First, I'll make sure there's no more other public comment.
Right. Okay, I don't know how to do this.
You can say whatever you like.
I'm Vicki Keating. This is my husband, Ron Keating. Mm-hmm. And we're the ones with the 2,500 and something bill. We were up here November 9th. We left the cabin. We did everything as we're supposed to. We turned off the water. We put the antifreeze in all of the drains. We turned on the taps in the house. There's three taps in the house on the outside. And we left, and our daughter came up 2 weeks later on Thanksgiving Day and entered the house, and she called us and she said, "Mom, the water is running." So, of course, they turned it off and winterized when they left. And Monday after Thanksgiving, I called up here because we were concerned. We didn't know if it had been running for one day or 2 weeks. And we were told they'd send a technician out, but nobody called us back. If there had been something in place to alert us, that if somebody had called, we would have come up, because I know water is dear up here, but $2,500 and some odd dollars when somebody came onto our property and turned on our water. We don't know who. And since it's our understanding that the fire department does not want you to lock your water main, then I don't know how we can protect ourselves if this should happen again. Mm. We did not leave it on. You can't, our cabin is so small, you can't walk from the center of the living room, in which you can see the kitchen tap and the bathroom tap, to the door. You would see running water.
So, Mitch, under current policy, essentially we can forgive only 25%. Is that the policy?
You can forgive 25%
over
after the 2,000, initial 2,000.
In this case, this represents what?
Do you recall how many cubic feet?
Pardon?
Do you recall how many cubic feet was meter?
We haven't
seen the bill yet.
Okay. I think it was because of the estimated billing from the snow.
I see.
We don't know what the rate is right now.
So the idea behind this is that obviously it costs us money, water, to begin with, and we want to encourage people to take care of their property. At the same time, we have a forgiveness policy because sometimes mistakes happen, but it still costs us money. So that's the reason there should be some greater discretion on that. And I guess if we delay this a month, have a policy that could take that in consideration, nothing would happen. I mean, they're not gonna collect from you over that period. So I think we need to resolve all of these issues, not one by one, although I appreciate your particular problem. So again, can I renew my motion?
Yes, now you can make your motion.
Motion to table for the next meeting and to consult with council to work out something appropriate.
Okay, is there a second?
I second it.
Okay, all those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Table. We're on item number 4, form a committee to follow up with legal counsel regarding the employee manual updates. The employee manual may be in need of updates. The recommendation is that the board of directors form a committee to implement possible updates.
Thanks again, Mr. President and board. The current manual in use was adopted October 16, 2013. by resolution number 676. And with that age, I think it's probably appropriate to redline and update if the board so chooses.
Mr. Hunt, any comments?
Well, it was my understanding from our discussions, I think, two or three meetings ago, months ago, regular meetings, that this was being updated from our legal counsel as far as statewide requirements.
Yeah, changes in the law.
Yeah, is that true?
She's been working on it.
So we can take that form and then go through it and see what we need to update in addition to that.
Basically, my suggestion was for this, because there are some policy consideration, other than Christine will certainly provide all the legal changes, et cetera, but there's certain policy considerations. Yeah. That's why we should form a committee to advise her on what policies at least we would recommend as a committee to forward that to the board at appropriate time.
Yeah, that's my only question.
Mr. Cottle?
No, I like this here, what this says, the form a committee here to go along to get a policy changes here.
Okay, Mr. Jen?
Yeah, I think we should update the policy. Last time was 2013. Right. So we need to do that.
Any additional comments, Mr. Sabat?
No.
Okay. Any public comments? No. Okay. Great. Are there any volunteers to serve on the community?
I'll get on it.
Anybody else?
Do we need two?
Two.
Well, to form a committee, yeah.
Yes.
It takes two.
Well, I could have another personality.
That's true. That's true. I will serve on the committee then. All right. I appoint myself and Mr. Sabati to that committee.
Thank you.
Great. Doesn't need a vote. President can appoint a committee. I did a fine job.
Thank you.
Item number 5, updated Hidewell organizational chart with the recent addition of a position of field supervisor as well as the addition of an acting general manager, there's need to establish a clear and easily understood chain of command within the organization. Recommendation, the board of directors considers an action to accept the organizational chart for Hidewell Water District. Copy of the chart is included. It's a nebulous Hidewell Water District at the top of the chart. Below that is the board of directors. We have the secretary to the board. We have a general manager, which we would put acting general manager on that. Underneath him, we have CFO, Ozzie Schumann, and underneath that, we also have chief operations officer, who is also Mitch Freeman. So I imagine that is going to be a vacant position. And then under the CFO, we have the administrative assistant and the office assistant. Under the chief operations officer, we have two lines. One line for the sewer department, where we have chief operator Fritz. And then we have sewer maintenance 1 technician Danny Campbell and sewer maintenance 2 technician vacant. Underneath the water, we have water department chief Jerry Johnson, water treatment plant operator Joseph Reyes, maintenance technician 1 Dylan, and maintenance technician 1 Tyler. Mr. Hunt, any comments or questions?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, we need to put Peter as a vice president, not a Vic president, so we should get that fixed and probably capitalize P.
Actually, Vic suggested I join this board.
Yeah, I thought
that'd be appropriate.
I thought we started off talking about chief operations officer, but then we changed it to field supervisor, and haven't we also changed it to something since then? When you were first hired, what was your title?
It was field operations.
Field operations manager?
Yeah.
So what is the official consensus that we need to put on here now?
Well, you can make that the one that we're voting on.
Okay.
Field operations
manager. I still think field supervisor, but field operations manager, see anything against that either. And then a couple of the other things that was struck me when just reading it is in sewer side, it says maintenance one technician, and water side, it says maintenance technician one. So I think I would like to just see more consistency there. Like I think in sewer, it should say maintenance technician one and maintenance technician two.
Is there some reason why it's one? Is it just a mistake, or is
no, it? No, it's one.
I think the one was just put in the wrong spot there.
It's one. Both is
both
one.
These guys
both
are
one.
One.
Both is one.
Dylan and Tyler.
I think
both is one.
Oh, both are. Oh.
Both are one.
Both.
You mean
both
that that vacant one shouldn't be a two?
They're talking the sewer maintenance. Side.
Okay. Yeah, the vacancy in the sewer. Is that a two?
Yeah.
It's vacant?
Yeah, it's vacant.
All I'm saying is the one needed to be after technician and not after maintenance.
Sure.
Just so it's consistent with the water
sure.
side.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
nitpicking.
This one.
Yeah.
Those were the major things I saw. I just didn't know that once we added the chief operation officer to our list, I don't ever remember us formally approving it. Okay, that's all I have for now.
Mr. Cundall?
No, I don't have any comments or additions.
No. Mr. Jin?
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Still nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Just a question on the water treatment plant operator. There's no one on that, or D1, D2, CF, BF, NBA, or anything like that? It's
no.
just...
No, it's operator on.
Operator, okay.
Now, there are other individuals within the organization who have water treatment certifications, and they do the treatment plant duties as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure it all happened before my employment here, how the treatment plant operator job classification got named that way.
Okay. So perhaps at another meeting it may or may not be changed. Okay, that's fine. Any public comments? Steve?
Just on the overall, we are lacking in a sewer guy, is that correct?
We have one vacant sewer.
One vacant?
Yes.
And maybe a general manager, but we're full then, right, as far as employees?
Yes, everything is full.
Except
only a vacant sewer, one.
Yeah. Except I think we have a floater that does from the water department.
Yes,
it goes and works in the sewer.
Yes.
Right. So we do have time put in by another
yes.
employee down there. So
yes. It's still
no,
the position is open.
No pun intended when you say floater, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is because of the dual certifications, which allow them to bounce back and forth between
right.
fresh water and wastewater.
Right. But in my impression would be that we have two openings. My impression would be they have an opening for a field operations manager, and we also have an opening for a sewer personnel. Okay. We're fully staffed with openings. We're able to function
and
everything that we need to do, but
and we're
we could,
still advertising for them or no?
We're soft advertising for them.
Yeah.
Any other public comments? No.
I have one other logistical question.
Yes.
So why Mitch is acting general manager and the field operations manager is vacant. On multiple double check systems, time cards, things like that, well, sewer, chief sewer operator be the first one to sign, and then Mitch would be the general manager to sign, or how would that work?
I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So on the water side, Jerry would sign, then you would sign, and then Fritz would sign. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right. If there's no other public comments, we'll entertain a motion to approve as amended.
Motion to approve as amended.
Second.
Okay, there's a first and a second. Any other comments? No. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Thank you. Number six, election of the Board of Directors. Staff recommends the Board of Directors elect the President and Vice President for the 2020 calendar year. Background, because Idaho Water District Directors are elected to the position of President and Vice President for one-year terms beginning in January and ending in December, the Board holds an election for these positions at the December regular meeting. The Board of Directors will select one of its members to serve as the President and one to serve as the Vice President of the Board for a one-year term being 2020. At this time, I'll turn it over to the Board Secretary for her to entertain nominations.
Joy.
So we'll begin that, but you need to do that because I'm supposed to be impartial. So you can ask if there's any nominations for President.
Is there any nominations for President? Dave?
I would like to nominate Dr. Shelley as President.
Anyone else?
No second dies for lack of
second. Wait, second,
second. You want to get away then. Second.
Now we would call for a vote.
Okay, call for a vote.
Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Passes 4-0-1. So I will assume presidency again, and I will take back the nomination process.
Thank you.
Are there any nominations for Vice President?
I nominate Peter.
I second.
Are there any other nominations? None? Okay. Mr. Zavadi as Vice President, all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Oh, wait.
I got to be a tradition.
4-0-1.
4-0-1.
Unless there's any other public comments, we'll take a 5-minute break and go into closed session. Any other public comments? No? Okay, 5-minute break.
Got it.